USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is announcing it plans to send another $750 million more in weapons to Ukraine. That adds to the $1.7 billion already in security assistance provided by the United States. This as inflation is continuing to soar higher than economists expected. New numbers out Tuesday show the consumer price index jumping 8.5% last month, the highest rate in 40 years. All this has the administration concerned, and President Biden, while speaking in Menlo, Iowa, says he's doing what he can to lower prices now.
I'm not going to wait to take action to help American families. I'm doing everything within my power by executive orders to bring down the price and address the Putin price hike.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they would do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A manhunt is underway for the suspect in a Brooklyn subway shooting. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry in our West Coast News Bureau.
Roughly two dozen people were shot or otherwise injured after a lone gunman in a reflective vest and possibly wearing a gas mask threw smoke bombs on a subway car in Brooklyn and began shooting Tuesday morning. It happened on the southbound R train beginning at 25th Street. As the doors closed, the suspect threw the smoke bombs and opened fire. One witness on ABC 7 in New York City.
People all look scared, terrified, calling their parents, calling their jobs.
A U.S. attorney in Michigan is planning to refile charges against two men accused of plotting to kidnap Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A jury last week found two defendants not guilty of crimes, and a mistrial was declared in the case of Adam Fox and Barry Croft. Both men are considered the ringleaders of the plot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Despite a rolling average of two people dying in the city per day, Philadelphia's Department of Public Health on Monday announced the reinstatement of the city's mask mandate for indoor public spaces. The mandate, which includes schools and daycare facilities, will go into effect April 18th. The city is seeing a rise in cases of the new Omicron variant BA2. As far as how we need to treat COVID-19 moving forward, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ajish Jha tells MSNBC.
I think we should not let this infection run wild. We should continue to keep it, watch it carefully and keep it under control. But at the same time, we don't have to let it dictate our lives anymore.
A new effort is underway to prevent another tragedy like last year's condo collapse in South Florida. A letter signed by the entire Florida Democratic Congressional delegation is urging Republican Governor Ron DeSantis to add condominium safety measures to the agenda when state lawmakers meet next week for a special session on redistricting. The terms of the deal are not publicly disclosed, but Universal Music is picking up the rights to Elvis Presley's song catalog. The deal includes the King's classics like Can't Help Falling in Love and Jailhouse Rock. The announcement comes ahead of a new biopic coming out June 24th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.